The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 398.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of World Trainer, and I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Patty Lee. Patty, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Thanks, Sheena. I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on the podcast. I founded the company World Trainer. It's a company that is built to ensure people can maintain consistency in their personal fitness training, even when they're traveling. So we currently cover over 50 cities around the world, spanning from North America to Europe to Asia Pacific. The way it works is that we match the right personal trainer to our clients based on their needs, and we built a system that integrates the network of trainers around the world to collaborate for a single client, so that our client can benefit from quality and continuity in their training, make progress, and reach their goals regardless where they go and who they train with. So in short, what we do is we build an A team of trainers around the places our clients travel to and make sure that they all work in sync with each other to maximize the benefit of our clients. Before I started my own business, I headed public relations and communications for a multinational healthcare company. I have over a decade long experience in PR and communications, and in uni, I actually study science. I love sci-fi and all tech and futuristic of things, but I also love arts and music. I started playing the piano when I was 5 and really love visual design as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Patty, what's your cultural background?
I'm Chinese, born in Hong Kong, grew up in Toronto, Canada. My dad is from Hong Kong and my mother is from Taiwan.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
It's a quote that is from Yi Cummings, to be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best day and night to make you like everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting.
Thanks for sharing that. In your own words, what would be your definition of self-confidence?
To me, self-confidence stems from self-awareness. Knowing your own strengths and weaknesses, what makes you happy, what doesn't, being at ease with yourself and not seeking approvals or recognitions from others, but practice that with humility and humbleness to continuously learn and improve yourself. To me, that's self-confidence. When you know you're constantly building a better version of yourself and acknowledge your weaknesses and learn from others, you'll find peace. And through that, you radiate confidence. It's not an act. It's a product of life and can only be achieved from within. Self-confidence gives you courage to get out of your comfort zone, and that's how you grow.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And it's so true. It's all about, you know, knowing your strengths and weaknesses and learning to use them to your advantage as well. A lot of people feel like, you know, your weaknesses make you, you know, is a bad thing for you, but really it does help you out. So thanks for sharing that. And Patty, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
For me, self-confidence was not discovered. It's actually developed and is still developing. It's a journey and a product of self-discovery. One thing I notice when I feel I'm more confident is that I don't need to look to others for approvals. I don't need people to look at me and tell me I'm great. If I know I'm doing the right thing, I commit to it. Even though it's not the most popular thing to do, but as long as I know it's the right thing to do, then I go for it. Now, this doesn't mean that we stop listening to others. It doesn't mean that, you know, all of a sudden we become really stubborn. An important factor for building confidence is humility. And through that, you learn and you become better and better. And that is in itself a cycle of confidence development.
Thanks for sharing that. And was there a point in your life when you realized, like, you know, you were so confident to go out there, especially, you know, creating your own business? You know, was there like an aha moment in your life?
My aha moment is actually, well, I had a couple of episodes in my life when I was really depressed. And even though they were really tough times, they helped me to look truly at myself and learn about myself. Each time I became more in sync with my heart, and that gave me courage to try new things and learn from them. So I wouldn't say there was an aha moment where all of a sudden I become really confident, but I do see that the not so happy times actually made me more in sync with myself and it was a really true moment for me to actually discover who I am.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, you took a time in your life where it's not the greatest, right? It could be your lowest point of your life. And you use that to find something good, right? I always believe like every situation we have, I always believe that something good will always come out of it, even if we can't see it at that time, right? And, you know, because you're able to realize that and look at things in a different way, what's your life been like now?
So as I said, I'm still learning, learning about myself and learning from others. It's a never ending journey. But one thing I need to keep reminding myself is to be in sync with myself and always ask why. One of the exercises that I did to pull myself out of the depressive moments were taking note of what actually made me sad or irritated and taking notes of what makes me happy each day, and then not just taking them down as the what, but actually asking why. And looking back at those notes, you could really understand what drives you and what irritates you. And then one of the things that you would then want to do is to understand, okay, why do things make you sad or irritates you? And is it something that you can just, you know, avoid doing or move towards doing things that actually make you happier? And then day by day, by doing that exercise, you start to become more aware of yourself. And then, you know, when you practice humility alongside that, you actually is building a better version of yourself every day. So yeah, that's how I'm still working on that right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned you take notes about, you know, why you feel the way you feel. Sometimes, you know, we just have to sit down and just ask ourselves, like, why are we mad today? You know, what triggers it? And when we can find answers to that, then we can get to know ourselves more and be able to like work on it faster when things like this happen. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Yeah, I would say self-awareness is essential for developing confidence. And confidence goes a long way. It's not just a facade that you put forth, but it helps to make the right life choices, achieve successes at work, and ultimately building a happier life. But it's not easy. You have to really, it's something that you have to actively work on to actually understand who you are. And like I said, what are your strengths, weaknesses, what makes you happy, what doesn't. And once you start to get to know yourself better, you will find that confidence comes naturally because you no longer have to look for others for approvals or recognitions. And as long as you know you're on the right path, doing the right thing, you just go at it. And eventually you'll find that, you know, light in the end of the tunnel.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And I love how you mentioned, you know, confidence is, you know, a long journey, because it's true, right? It's something that we work on forever because we have new obstacles, new challenges that we face every single day. It's learning how to overcome it faster and faster when we actively work on ourselves makes a huge difference. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, they can email me, patty@worldtrainer.fitness, or they could look at my LinkedIn profile. They can just look for Patty World Trainer.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Patty, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Patty's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Patty for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.